A man accused of stabbing Wayne County Sheriff Tom Ballinger and a deputy is expected in court today for his arraignment. 34-year-old Chad Palmer is accused of attacking Ballinger and Dan Broom after they responded to a suspicious person call in the 9000 block of Congress Road in Congress Township. Ballinger and Broom were treated and released at area hospitals following the Tuesday morning incident. After a two-hour standoff, Palmer was arrested after being found on the roof of a shed. He's being held in the Ashland County Jail and faces multiple felony charges. Negotiations between the City of Alliance and its police union are moving to the next step after a fact finder's contract recommendations were rejected. The Ohio Patrolmen's Benevolent Association voted down the proposed three-year agreement, while City Council approved it last week. The issues include hourly pay, longevity, shift differential, and vacation credit. Union officials say Alliance officers make less than police in other Stark County communities. The case now moves to conciliation, where a neutral third party will issue a binding contract decision. A judge has ordered a man to a mental health facility for shooting at Altman Hospital. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni ruled 36-year-old James Fair of Canton will be committed to Heartland Behavioral Health Care in Maslin. Forshoni ordered a second evaluation after calling the first confusing. Fair was found not guilty by reason of insanity on charges including aggravated robbery and felonious assault after police say he grabbed a security officer's gun last June and shot a hospital worker who survived. He was ordered to be hospitalized until it's determined he is no longer mentally ill or serves the 14 years he could have served if convicted. Two suspects are in custody after Canton police say a home was shot up with adults and children inside. The shooting happened in the 1200 block of Woodview Street Southwest, where multiple rounds struck windows, walls, and a bedroom area the night of May 3rd. No injuries were reported. 25-year-old Jamarian Frazier of Akron and 28-year-old Samantha Hambly of Canton were arrested Monday. Frazier faces charges including felonious assault, while Hambly is charged with complicity. Hambly is accused of driving Frazier to the scene, while he allegedly exited and fired multiple shots before fleeing. Police say the case stems from a family dispute over child care and an alleged threat. Hambly and Frazier are set for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Hartville Village Council is looking to fill an open seat following the resignation of Tom Huff. Applications are being accepted through May 22nd. The person appointed will serve the rest of Huff's term, which runs through the end of 2027. Council approved a lease agreement with Stark Parks to create a trail through Memorial Park. Lawmakers also gave second readings to legislation on false alarm fines and a street dedication, while first readings were given to proposed moratoriums on new data centers and outdoor recreation facilities to allow for a zoning review. A section of Saltwell Road in Lisbon has reopened earlier than expected after emergency sewer work was completed. The water department removed barricades Tuesday morning after crews finished replacing a collapsed sewer line near State Route 45. The road had been expected to remain closed through tomorrow. Officials say only final paving work remains before the project is fully complete. Sebring Village Council is moving ahead with plans for an additional five-year 1.5 mil street levy to fund road, bridge, sidewalk, and trail improvements. Monday, council approved a resolution requesting the Mahoning County Auditor certify how much revenue the levy would generate. The issue will appear on the November ballot. Lawmakers also passed new regulations on temporary storage units, shipping containers, and large-capacity dumpsters. Solicitor Jerry Yost sent a letter to the Village of Beloit seeking payment of unmetered water bills dating back to at least 2021, totaling about $14,000. A possible plea deal is being discussed for a Youngstown man accused in a series of November arsons. 60-year-old Will Jones is charged in connection with three Southside house fires that put 14 people at risk, along with several vehicle fires. Court hearing Tuesday focused on a motion to suppress statements, but a judge delayed a ruling as negotiations continue. According to the Vindicator, prosecutors say they will meet with victims before any potential deal is finalized later this month. A Leavittsburg woman accused of trying to set fire to the former Trumbull Memorial Hospital has been found not guilty by reason of insanity. Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Sarah Kovor made the ruling Tuesday in the case against 65-year-old Lisa Lane, who was charged with attempted aggravated arson. A court evaluation found Lane suffered from severe mental illness at the time of the December 12th incident and did not understand her actions were wrong. Prosecutors and defense attorneys agreed with the findings. A second evaluation is planned to determine treatment and next steps. Lane remains jailed pending another hearing. Trumbull County officials are reviewing how millions in opioid settlement money is being managed after discovering it was split into two bank accounts. County commissioners say one account holds more than $5 million, while another has about $1.3 million remaining. WFMJ-TV reports the board is now considering merging the funds, which would require state notification and approval. approval. A Pennsylvania man has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison in a health care fraud case involving about $2 million. Mark Marriott of Sharpsville pleaded guilty to mail fraud, conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, and filing false tax returns. Prosecutors say he and others defrauded Sharon-based Primary Health Network by submitting fake invoices for work that was never performed. Marriott was also ordered to serve 1 year of post-release control and pay restitution, which will be determined later. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.